I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I was listening to, this just reminds me of fucking Rogan.
Oh, dude.
Those guys are, it sucks when you find out he's a fucking idiot. I thought he was, because whenever he's talking about shit I don't understand, I'm like, all right, he probably knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But every once in a while, they'll say something that I know the answer to, and I'm just like, you fucking idiot.
That's totally wrong. Yeah. That's so funny. I was actually thinking to myself this morning, we should just make this a companion podcast to the Rogan Experience.
That'd be sick. Yeah, you're pretty close. Never mind.
What?
It was 400 BC. It was composed between 400 and 200 AD. 400 BC and 200 AD.
So it took them 600 years.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's a lot of different...
It's like the Bible.
Yeah, it is. That's my Bible, dude, the Sutra. It's like page one, put a finger in her butt.
Took a guy a century.
Dude, it's so funny because I use maybe 3 sex positions. That's it. I'm not like, all that other shit is like...
Yeah?
Mish, girl on top, doggy style. Missionary, girl on top, doggy style. I do all 3 every single time, and that's a wrap, dude.
Fuck yeah, man. This is really cool that you're letting the listeners in on that.
That's what I do. All 3 every time. Having sex standing up is for gay men.
Nice, man.
Anyway.
This is another fucking erotic podcast.
I know, dude.
There's been a couple podcasts.
I have it all trapped in me, dude. It's my only outlet for my sexual energy is the podcast now since no one will touch me.
Yeah, dude. You got to go find a fucking Latina moon face.
But yeah, we should make a... companion to the Rogan. We should just start following up.
I was
episode.
Listening to one of him and Tony Hinchcliffe, and there, first off, he was calling him Freddie Roosevelt.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was like whatever the guy's name was, the president, Freddie Roosevelt.
Who
right?
Is this?
Rogan.
Really?
And no one in the room could correct him.
Damn.
And then he was wondering why countries have weird names. He was like, why do they call like the country of Yugoslavia? Why is it called Yugoslavia? And I'm just like, all right, well, that's not a fucking country.
You know what is an interesting thing about him that I think people don't realize is that he started smoking weed, like, when he was, like, 30. So, when you start smoking weed, usually you're in high school, and you have that's what I'd think about in high school.
You
like,
get all
where did all these names come from? I listen to his podcast. I'm like, oh, this guy's just starting to smoke weed, so he's all these dumb, annoying pothead thoughts. You get
that's
them
funny.
Out of your system. I swear to God, I realized that early on listening. I'm like, he's like, I didn't smoke weed until I was, like, 34. I'm like, that's why you're so obsessed with, like, aliens and Bigfoot at 45 years old.
Yeah, they had Alex Jones on. It was actually really funny to listen to.
Well, he was trying to check him. He was like, all right, dude, like, let's stick to the facts.
Yeah,
Jones was like, fuck that.
Alex Jones got a little fucked up. He was hammered.
Was he really?
Yeah, he got hammered by the end of that. And he's like, listen, the pedophiles and the vampires are coming for you.
Oh, my God. That must be fun, getting that fucking guy hammered and being like, all right, dude, have at it. Let's
yeah.
hear it.
And this guy named Eddie Bravo was on it, who's
the
also a
guy.
Fucking idiot.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, they were both like, he would say, he's like, now listen, the Pizzagate, they emailed him, and they said, we want 50,000 hot dogs. And Joe Rogan was like, whoa, man. He's like, what are they saying? Like, there's definitely code there. There's code there. And I was in my car, just like, you fucking idiot. You idiot.
Oh, my God.
That yeah, is funny. But there was one episode where he had Sam Harris on. The guy that
atheist.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who's like, who's apparently he is very smart, but
yeah.
Who O'Connor loves.
So funny.
O'Connor likes him because Sam Harris shits on Islam. O'Connor just started reciting it. But at one point they were like, when was Abraham Lincoln president?
Uh-huh.
And neither of them knew. They were both like, I don't know, like early 1800s.
I fucking know that.
And it was
18,
just like
60s.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I couldn't 1860s, believe that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, if I'm beating you on historical knowledge, that's bad.
That's yeah. It's I mean,
bad.
Every that's one you should know.
Yeah.
That's easy because it's Civil War.
Civil War, 1863-ish.
Easy. Fuck yeah, dude. 1863.
Hell yeah, baby.
That's Gettysburg.
Fuck yeah.
It's nice.
It's called Falling Down. The guy freaks the fuck out in the car. Saw it. Couldn't
Michael
tell you
Douglas?
What the Michael Douglas is just in a car, and all I remember is he freaks the fuck out. No idea what it's about.
I think it's about just a white man getting rowdy, dude.
Is it really?
I think he's fed up with people acting like fucking dickheads, and he fucking whites out. And fuck, I think he shoots a Korean or something. I forget. That's why Gavin McGinnis dresses like that.
Yeah, Gavin McGinnis definitely
wears that guy's uniform.
Just because he's ready to fucking throw down.
Yeah, he's ready to fucking shotgun a fucking Korean.
His beard looks good.
I can't talk too much shit about the network, dude.
That's true. Hey, man.
Now that I'm fucking corporate as fuck.
Now that you're plugged in.
Compound Media, dude. What up? Shout out, Compound. We had our first episode.
How was she?
It's not the same without you, dude.
It's tough.
I thought it was just going to be like what we're doing right now. I was like, dude, just hit record. We'll just start talking.
Live is hard, though, man.
That fucking red light comes on. There's some eye contact around the room. Just like, what do we say?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Not having the safety net of being able to be like, all right, this sucks. Cancel it.
True.
Even though we're usually one take.
True that. And it's usually not that bad.
Yeah.
But I'll go back and be like, that was pretty good. But still, it's nice to be
able to. I was like, we don't really need to prepare.
Tough takeoff.
We needed to prepare.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we say hour and a half?
It was like an hour and 20, hour and 10.
Yeah.
Around an hour, the guys in the producer's box were kind of like, all right, let's fucking cut this. Yeah, they hit us with the wrap it up. I was like, oh, shit.
We're done. We're fired.
I was like, you guys ever cancel a show after one episode? The guy comes on the intercom. He's like, not yet. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, so a fair one is off to a rocky start, but we'll get it back.
Of course.
I watched it again. It ended up being funnier than I thought.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You're in the captain's seat, dude.
I was doing what I do on this.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we're done, I'm like, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Delete it.
And you can't. It must kill you.
Yeah. Can't delete anything.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I said some things I wish I could take back, you know.
Really?
Nah, nothing.
I think I think Rogie's someone got to him, dude.
Yeah?
Did you hear how people are calling him out? Mainly just
for
Alex Jones.
Right?
No, I'm talking about he's like starting to go the other way. He's just being weird.
Really?
Alex Jones called him out. You know how he used to like chase Bigfoot a year ago?
Yeah.
So we'll have people on his podcast and someone mentioned George Soros. And he's like, oh, come on, get out of here. And it got back to Alex Jones. And I think they mentioned George Soros being a Nazi. And Rogan was like, oh, stop being ridiculous. Yeah. And then it got back to Jones and Jones called him out. Being like, yo, someone got to Rogan. He's been compromised.
He has been compromised.
But he's been different, I've noticed.
I'm sure he's just trying to step back from all the fucking
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
He's taking it back because he's been having fucking retards on his show.
It's career. You know no, I mean. Well, he almost had Roseanne on.
Yeah.
And I think that ever since that, he's been kind of like, I think he's also like, he has liberal stuff at heart, but he just, you know, he goes.
He's like us. We're pretty much Joe Rogan.
Pretty much. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but we're pretty much
Joe Rogan.
But you could tell he's starting to get thrown off, dude. What the fuck did he say? He was talking to this guy. He's like about pretty much how like Trump's going to win. And the guy was like, yeah, he probably will win 2020. And Rogan was like, I could watch him. I know it from podcasts. And he's like, fuck, I don't want to be sucking Trump's dick this hard. And he was like, yeah, but he has to figure out that shit with those kids, man. Like, you can't, like,
That's another one, dude.
Kids.
That's another one.
You can't separate. That's not us. And the guys are sitting across from him like,
yeah, it's the law.
Okay.
If you break a crime, you get separated from your family.
Well, that's what happens. The other thing that people don't realize is, like, a lot of that's DHS stuff. So it's like, if your house is fucked up in Philly, they'll come take your kids. If you're pulling them through the desert with, like, coyotes and shit, they'll also come take your fucking kids. So yeah. It's like, it's not like they're just kind of like coming on a boat with like, if Pop has like a pipe hanging out of his mouth and he's like, it's going to be wonderful. It's like,
yeah.
They're coming out of thorn bushes like, shh. And some guy's like, get the fuck out of here.
They're giving kids birth control to take with them because they're going to get raped on this journey.
Really?
Yeah, they find kids that came by themselves, like little girls with like plan B.
Oh my
like
God.
Like a fucking 12-year-old. And they're like, my parents gave me this because that's what happens on this fucking journey.
I wonder if that'll be Coco part two.
Definitely. A bunch of skeletons raping little girls on a train. Like, viva Mexico!
Yeah, I've heard it's like real fucked up. I heard like pretty much like 75% of girls who come over get raped by coyotes.
Well, I wonder if those are the same stats that white college chicks in America are going off of.
True that.
Like, one in fucking one of us are going to get raped. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I've been up to that, my court summons, and my new supplement regimen, dude.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
What is your new supplement? Oh, God. Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday. This might be your worst supplement idea.
No, man, this is the best, dude. It's all based off the Paul Stamets, Joe Rogan episode.
Yeah, you shouldn't base your life off anything than Joe Rogan.
I will say, yes, I agree with you that Joe Rogan is compromised. Yes. But
he has been compromised.
He has.
The CIA compromised him.
Someone got to him. Or I think he just compromised himself because of his... In my honest opinion, I think he was getting like Janine Garofalo at the Comedy Cellar being like, oh, how's your friend Alex Jones doing? He was like, fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, then he goes on. He's like, I denounce Sandy Hook. Dude, when Joe Rogan tries to put in his left-leaning takes, it's so funny. When he was talking to this one guy, he was like, he's always high on his podcast. He's like, I mean, I think Trump's going to win. And then like this other white dude's like, yeah, dude, probably win. He's like, yeah, but like I could see him when he's just like, it all kicks in, dude. It's so fucked. I think I talked about this before.
Fuck, dude. Trump is going to win.
Definitely. But when Joe Rogan is like, I talked about this, and he's like, yeah, but they got to stop separating kids. That's just what?
I'm sure that's their mission, is to separate kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're actually like, you know what would be great if we started separating families?
Well, that also exists. Bernie Sanders tried to get Obama to end family separation. This has been around, dude. It's not a lie.
Yeah, of course.
It's been around.
Of course it has.
They've been slam dunking on
it. Dude, I told you that dude from ICE or Border Patrol did that CNN interview. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that at all?
Some of it, yeah.
It's fucking great.
When he just tells
She's like, so do you, like, can you denounce separating families? And he's like, you're not down here.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't see the shit that's going on down here. Like,
why don't they just let people do? They should do a documentary.
And this has been going on forever. And he's like, there should be laws against this.
Yeah.
We're just upholding this law. Like,
because they're officers, yeah. Yeah, I watched that
anyway.
Michelle Wolf thing. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it was...
It was funny.
When the guy was funny. Saying...
And Evan Williams was in it. Shout out, Evan Williams.
There was one thing that made me laugh when he goes... He said something about the Sky Police.
That's Evan Williams.
The Sky. That would make me
laugh. Evan Williams is hilarious.
That, I literally was... I'm watching it like, what the fuck? And I went, Yeah, it's I watched that. I'm like, hilarious.
Yeah, he's... But, yeah. There, it was funny. Being sad is
fucking gay. Well, it's the opposite of gay. Gay means happy.
True.
So sad.
True.
Yeah,
it's fucking crunk, dude.
That's awesome.
It all works.
Being sad is not crunk.
Dude, it's not crunk. What do you think about Rogan getting compromised?
Rogan got compromised.
Joe Rogan, I think he's compromised, dude. Have you listened to Joe? Do you listen to Joe Rogan podcast?
Occasionally, depending on the guest.
I used to listen to it all the time. Like, I started listening to it in 2010, and as of late, like he had that show like Joe Rogan Questions Everything. It was like a show about like chemtrails.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bigfoot. I have a theory that he launched that on the cable network, and someone came up to him and was like, bro, like you have a big platform, knock off this conspiracy shit. And ever since, like, dude, people bring up like George Soros, Hillary Clinton. He goes, oh, come on, over every day. He instantly switches the subject. He had Waylon Jennings' son came on. He was just talking about normal stuff. And the whole time he'd be like, yeah, but dude, that's ridiculous. Kept talking over him.
He's been compromised.
He did a 180, dude. I'm telling you, I think someone got to his. And dude, Waylon Jennings was like, I just want to have enough money to where like, he's like, you know, there's that amount of money where like, I don't know if it's like 50 million where someone comes up to you like, yo, bro, like, what's up? Here's what you're going to do now.
Yeah.
He was talking about that, and Rogan was just like this, dude. They have him on camera. He's rubbing his arms like,
I'm just so excited that you're now, this is the first, your real experience with Matt.
Dude, yeah. I'm Matt's, telling you, Rogan's
Matt
compromised.
Is a space cadet.
No, I'm not, dude.
No, you're not.
So you're
not,
on board.
Check all the YouTube comments.
No, you're not.
Like, who the fuck's going on with this
so
guy?
So your whole point is that Rogan's made so much money that now the people that really control shit have came back down and been like, you're feeding the sheep some of the stuff we don't need you to feed.
Yeah, and dude, for sure. How easy would it be? Nothing against the dude. How easy would it be to Me Too that guy? Coming up in the news radio days, dude, it's like you're an aggro, fucking jacked karate bro.
Karate bro.
You don't got you.
It's just a funny thing to say.
Dude,
but
I'm
no,
saying,
I think
they
I
probably
think what
pulled
it is,
up Me Too on him. They probably were like, "Yo, bro, bam."
I think what it is it does become a thing where
it's good.
Yeah,
get to anyone.
Well,
I'm not saying that, like, dude. If you were dating in the 90s, like, you used to be able to say faggot and stuff, dating practices were totally different.
You say faggot on dates.
All of us.
On dates, you go.
Good, in the 90s.
You go, take a walk? What are you, a faggot? You're like, dude, what?
It was
are we going to fuck or not? You faggot?
She's like, can you not?
In the early 2000s, like, there was just Me Too's flying constantly.
I think what you're seeing, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like, that's crazy. But yeah. I think it's always something where it's not as sexy as you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's not like a guy showed up and was like, you need to knock it off.
Yeah,
you've
yeah,
been
yeah.
there. But there's probably been subtle hints of like, maybe. It's like, I always compare it to what you think it's going to be mm-hmm. is Matt Damon in The Bourne Identity.
For sure.
Where he's doing hand flutters and fucking breaking people's necks, slamming them into kitchen sinks. What it really is the FBI agents you see interviewed in documentaries where they're all fat with fucking pocket protectors and they're like, I did 15 years in Syria. I did some real shit. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, you're the real FBI agent.
Yeah.
You're the guy that knew all that shit. And it's like, yeah, it's not as sexy as Jason Bourne.
No, not for sure not. But I just
so probably what it is Rogan is, I mean, dude, he's bigger than The Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
He's huge. Bigger than The Tonight. You get on the Rogan, you get on Rogan's podcast, it's legitimately hundreds of millions of people are seeing him.
Yeah.
There probably was someone that was like, all right, well, you know, maybe.
Yeah, or my other theory is that, like, it was just.
But I don't think he's been, like, compromised.
I think it's also could just be, like, Janine Garofalo at the fucking, like, whatever in L.A. being like, you had Alex Jones on again, Joe. And he was like, fuck, I'm all right.
I think it's like, I also think that you don't give the individual a lot of credit in this. Because I think we think that, like, he's consumed. He has fuck you money. He's like, he can go away. He's like. Yeah. You know, he got that money from news radio to do the Joe Rogan and Questions Everything and the podcast and stuff. So I think there is a part of him that's kind of like, maybe I don't want to talk about that anymore. Maybe I've done that. I don't want to talk about that. Maybe I don't want to feed in. Because the way that shit's going now with the online communities and all this sharing and shit is people are coming up with crazy theories that don't even exist. Just because they're so fucking bored. They just keep rolling on.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, dude. I get that because there's wild conspiracies going around. And then I just listened to an audiobook called Bad Blood about Theranos, that company that Silicon Valley, it was a unicorn company. It was valued over like $1 billion. It was based on a faulty blood analyzer that never, ever worked.
Yeah.
And they got like billions of dollars and went on for like 10 years where they kept hitting people with non-disclosure forms, threatening to sue people. Joe Biden came by and was like, this is a good device. They had all kinds of crazy shit going on where they're hiring private investigators and shit. And if that little company can control like what people can say and what, dude, it's like the CIA can definitely do that.
I mean, if you have a smartphone in your pocket and you think you're not being monitored,
you're
a fucking moron.
For sure.
You're a dumb person.
Dude, then this was the funniest thing. So there's a guy named Jacob. He's a producer on The Bonfire. Me and him both live in Queens. So we took the same train home. And I was high as fuck.
Yeah.
And watching him operate, because he's a little dorky guy. He's the man. He's such a great dude, but he's a little tiny dorky guy. And he and I love each other. Like, we were laughing the whole time. And then we get on this train platform, and I notice he keeps walking down to, like, different spot. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
Why, just stand here. What are we doing? And then it hit me what he was doing. Like, while we were getting into a train car, he was like... I was like, dude, are you looking to find a hot chick to stare at this entire ride? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, dude, that's fucking nuts.
That's awesome.
And I said it like super loud. I was like, are you fucking trying to find a hot chick to stare at? And he was like, yeah. And this girl right in front of us just started dying laughing. And the three of us sat on the train and just laughed the entire time. And he sat next to a homeless dude. So it went homeless dude that was asleep, him, me. So I started pushing him as hard as I could into the homeless guy. He'd be like, stop, please stop. I was crying, dude. It was the funniest thing in the world.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, so that was a good night.
That was a fantastic night, dude.
And then, I mean, should we get into it?
What?
I ran into somebody this week.
Who?
His name's Joe Rogan, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Holy shit.
Wow.
I thought you were saying, you pointed over here. I was like, Mashuli? I thought he was in North Dakota.
Joe fucking Rogies, dude.
Jesus, dude.
I sat in, saw the god operate.
He must be off the hook, dude.
His neck. That's all I could look at was how fucking thick his fucking head is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that guy's the man.
Did you see, the Instagram comments were so fucking funny from the one guy from your picture. The one guy's like, don't you guys talk shit on him all the time?
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, the Instagram comments were like, oh, shit, are you in L.A.? Did you do JREs? Like, no, dude, I was a fan. I watched him, basically.
You should be like, yeah.
I know.
Look out for the episode.
Left it a little vague. I was like, nah, just chilling with Rogan, dude. You know me.
I don't really want to call it like a podcast episode what we did, but it's
no, he did Kumia's show, and I just sat there with Tommy.
Was he funny? Was he funny on the episode?
Yeah, he was exactly.
He was just like,
bring up that video of these wolves. I was sitting there like, oh my God, this guy is fucking exactly who he is. Yeah, I had a real bitch opportunity. So the guy who runs Compound Media was like, hey, Rogan's going to be here on Friday if you want to stop by. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't tell Tommy. Huh? I could have fucking sneaked Tommy out of it.
Oh, my God. Could have. He'd been so mad.
I know. And then post a picture with Rogan. Oh. Just me and Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been such a bitch.
I was going to Photoshop Tommy and put my face on his face. Shut up, dude.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was, I was so happy meeting that
dude,
guy.
Dude, that must have been so funny.
It was awesome.
He just gave you a fucking hot what's up?
High five. Fucking what do you guys do? Awesome.
Damn,
yeah,
dude. That's fucking sick.
Rogan's the god. I mean, I talked to him for 30 seconds.
Didn't ask him.
What, if he was compromised?
You didn't ask him?
Thought about it.
Dude, you should have
Well, the
it.
Guy who ran Compound Media took the picture, so like...
He probably asked. He probably someone asked
I didn't
want to
be
him.
A huge dickhead in front of basically my boss. Be like, yo, I heard you were compromised.
Now, Rogan is the fucking man.
Yeah. He was, I mean...
I just wonder. I do still hold out my wonderings.
He was saying things that... Like, he was saying, like, kind of motivating things where I was sitting there like, all right, man. I'm a fucking loser.
Did you ever
like,
hear
shut up.
Him and Aubrey Marcus, I think, is a guy who co-owns On It, whatever. They're like their supplement sports company. When they do a podcast together, it's just like, it's straight up motivation 101, dude.
He
it's
was,
thug motivation.
They were like, oh, so you smoke weed. Basically, they're like, you get high every day. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah. And they were like, don't you feel like lazy when you do that? And he's like, nah, that's just, he's like, weed motivates me. He's like, because then I start thinking like, I don't want to be a loser. So I work hard. He's like, lazy, that's just lazy. That's not the weed. You're just lazy. I was sitting in the fucking couch wearing a fucking tracksuit dipping. I was like, all right, man. It's this guy's problem. And then he was like, I can't believe people smoke. He's like, what kind of, like, it just kills you. Like
smoke cigarettes, you
yeah.
say?
Yeah, and I was sitting there dipping like.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with this, Joe. Well, fucking chill, man. What, do you want to live forever, you idiot?
Yeah, dude. He actually does.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, that's a funny, that idea where people pay all that money to be like cryogenically frozen and they're like, all right, and then like they're going to get the technology down. It's like, yeah, that's assuming like this fuck, like the country doesn't collapse in fucking 150 years.
Yeah.
So just because the science exists doesn't mean like.
And then anyone's going to want to bring you back.
That's the truth, too.
Like anyone's going to be like, we're going to bring this guy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring back Rogies? All I did was Fear Factor and UFC. Nobody in the future is going to be like, we need this guy.
I know. Well, it's just funny to think
him
that,
Ted
like...
Ted Williams.
It's just, yeah, it's funny to think that, like, in 100 years, you're going to be like, all right, like, that company's going to exist.
Yeah, bring him back.
The infrastructure's going to exist. Yeah. Like, all right, as promised, like, my great-great-great-grandfather had... And they're like, who? And you're like, I don't know, some dude
some
at a podcast.
Some fucking guy. I have no idea who he is.
He paid a fucking $1 million. Yeah. I'm like, dude, just fucking...
Like, back then, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rogies is, you know... That was a cool thing.
He's yeah. I'm telling you, dude, he's one of the few people I'd be stoked to meet.
Yeah.
It's Rogies, Neil Young. Be real.
Be real. For sure,
I'm going to say Be Real.
I'm gonna make an effort to meet Be Real now.
You have
which
to.
Probably wouldn't be that hard.
You can meet Be Real.
His net worth is like $7 million.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
That's sick. That's a really sick net worth, though.
$7 million for
that's
just
the perfect amount of money.
50-year-old rapper?
It's the perfect amount of money. Yeah. When you're thinking and talking and there's another voice being like, shut up, bitch, as you're talking.
Dude.
It's just crab swirl fuel,
dude. It was pure swirls, dude.
Oh, man. It was funny, though. It was.
Yeah, it's funny if you know me.
True.
Yeah. If you don't know me, they're probably like, what the fuck is this?
No, even I think that, too. I wonder that. But there's also, if I'm just chilling there and all of a sudden that comes up, I'd be laughing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because you did a good job fucking around. It wasn't like, you know, it's funny. No one ever acknowledges the reality. Maybe they do. But I never hear people acknowledging the reality of how nerve wracking that is.
Well, the temptation to go deep on Rogan, I think, is I would want to be like, I don't know. Whenever I think about being on Rogan, I'm like, oh man, I'd love to have some like real deep conversations with him. But then if I was on there, I'd be like, this sounds stupid. Oh. I'd try to like bail out and then try to be funny.
He
and
doesn't really
just
jump in. Yeah. He doesn't really jump in while you're telling stories. So you're just like, then, oh fuck, is this bad? Is this a bad story? What else do you want to talk about? But I will say this. He is the bro.
He's king, bro.
He is the bro. We did shows with him all week, and he is the bro.
Dude, he was sipping BLs with you.
We went and got fucked up the first night.
Did you really?
It was great. He's the man.
Damn, dude, yeah, he's...
Of all the famous people I've met, he's like the broski.
It's king broski.
He might be.
Yeah, man.
But well, then,
It was funny back in the day when everyone was like, dude, Rogie's comp, he was just doing a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
He was just chilling. He was like, let me not fuck up $100 million.
Yeah, he's been compromised.
So everyone's like, what do you think happened? It's like $100 million. Yeah. Someone's like, we'll give you $100 million. It's like, all right, let me not fuck this up. So, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Case closed. Figured it out, dude.
Yeah. We're just here having fun.
When everyone's wrestling like that, there's no room for cattiness either.
No,
everyone's wrestling.
Everything's
like,
settled immediately.
Like, boom, immediately, dude.
And then they'd start wrestling, and Nate would be like, yeah, get that motherfucker. Boom, boom. And he would like start like lightly punching whoever was on the ground.
Any sound effects?
Yeah, every time.
So how does it, he does how does it end? Oh, how does the wrestle end? Does someone tap?
The last wrestle I remember was a guy that was refusing to tap. Who was getting choked out. And they were like, all right, that's enough.
So someone does eventually.
They all were
in.
Like, all right. And eventually it was like, yeah, that's enough. That's
and they
enough.
Know the breaking point?
I mean, the guy, they're all, I would assume, they would all refuse to tap. That's how the squad rules.
Wow.
You cannot tap, dude.
Wow.
I mean, dude, coming back.
Which is, if one of them came near me, I'd be like, dude, stop. Please.
Pull out my wallet.
Yeah, please, dude.
Going back to the 5-on-1, I'm telling you, I think it is possible. I'm not underestimating a professional fighter.
I'm saying us four on the street, Nate Diaz is walking towards us.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem. It's the real life. It's a real because it is like stop, dude.
Yeah,
one of us gets just out cold. Another three, stop.
What was the guy?
But if we premeditated an attack, that's a different thing.
Premeditated, I hear you. This was so funny when we got done. Me, Norman, and Ari got done with Rogan. We went out that night. We're eating, and I forget who asked him like who would win in a fight. All three of us versus you, and without even hesitating, he was like me. He would fucking...
All three?
Me, Ari, and Norman versus Rogies. Rogan would fucking slaughter us.
All
dude.
Three of you guys, though?
Yes.
What if you poked his
Have
eyeballs?
Have you seen him throw a kick?
He's nasty, yes. That's
dude,
vicious.
That kills one of us.
Sure. Okay, yeah. I forgot about kicks.
The kicks.
Dude,
the kicks are coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, that fucks up my whole
like,
battle
wait,
plan.
My shin is broken.
The second one of us would try to grab a leg. You're catching like a flying knee.
I forgot about that. I forgot about the kicks. I'm thinking of just a guy like... And you're like, he punches two of you, and the other guy like grabs his neck and just like punches
you
him.
You can't
in the...
grab their neck too. They're good at like figuring that out.
Shit, man. So how many guys do you think you would need? 10?
I think to get Rogan.
10?
No. We would need 3 more me,
six
Ari,
guys.
And Normans.
6 guys.
Double us, we can take him. Ari's useless.
Could you guys simulate
Ari's
this?
Ari's totally useless.
Dude, you never know. He could be the last.
Ari
he
would
be the
useless.
Final guy.
Norman, I would imagine, would be totally useless. After today's experience, I'm useless.
Nah, dude, you're
That's
gonna be
three useless bros.
He's gonna start worrying about you if you keep these sessions up. Bro's gonna be like, well, "Hold up, wait a second.
If you
he's gonna be
went in
like this, dude.
The only move I have is to slowly walk towards someone.
True.
That's gonna result in
Michael
the
Myers?
Hardest fucking roundhouse to the body.
I love the idea of like this melee against Joe Rogan happening, and Shane sees a box and he's like, "Hang on, guys,
watch this."
Steps up on it, and then Rogan kicks it out from under him.
Dude, my box steps are out of this world.
What if you jumped? What if one of you jumped off of something? Do you think that would improve the chances?
No.
If like one of you jumped off of a trash can,
you have to watch the kicks.
Okay,
and
two
then
guys.
Watch me and Ari and Norman do anything.
I know his kicks are vicious.
He would slaughter us.
Those back, I've that back kick is burnt in my brain on YouTube.
The sound of it.
Yeah. And he's done combat sports his whole fucking life.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask how many guys you think realistically. How many guys you think he could take?
Depends who, obviously.
True.
Me, Ari, and Norman are
non-trained fighters.
A weak trio.
Non-trained fighters. Trained fighters.
I mean, Frank might be able to handle me, Ari. And fucking
no. No, I'm not a good fighter. I got my shit kicked.